And so I know that there are many situations that are out of my control. I also, however, know that there are countless other situations that are.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world.
Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness. This is your host, Tanya Monuma. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. If you get any value at all out of this content, also go ahead and share it with a friend or two. This will allow for more people to join the conversation, and I would really appreciate that. Chances are that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to commit to this lifelong journey of continual growth and becoming the best version of yourself. As you may know, my mission is to be a part of the biggest rise in human transformation and consciousness our world has ever seen, and I want you to be a part of that with me. This podcast is dedicated to helping us change our narrative in order to change our life. And if you're looking for ways to do so while taking in nature and time for yourself to recharge, renew, and rejuvenate, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Xenia retreats are now open, and I'd love to hold space for you and a group of your closest friends. The space is also available for you and your loved ones if you are ready to enjoy quality time in nature with them. The only way you feel better about your past is by doing better in the future. That means right now. It's not always easy to do what you truly believe is the right thing for you. We have to remind ourselves of that. We're designed to do hard things. We need to acknowledge when we're doing these hard things. That is the way that we will cultivate compassion for ourselves. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, On Purpose with Jay Shetty, the other day, and he used to play soccer, and his coach said something so profound to him. When you lose a game, cry for a night, then get back to practicing. When you win a game, celebrate for a night, then go back to practicing. I resonate with any story that involves a coach's wise words. It brings me back to my basketball playing years. You're not going to be happy all of the time. Don't expect to be. Release that pressure to feel happy all the time. At this point, some of you may reach out to me and be like, Tanya, are you okay? Last week, you spoke about not pretending everything is okay when it's not. And today you're talking about being designed to do hard things. Are you okay? And the answer to that is, everything is working for me, never against me. The story of the Zen farmer encapsulates this so beautifully for me, and it goes like this. There once was an old Zen farmer. Every day, the farmer used his horse to help work his fields and keep his farm healthy. But one day, the horse ran away. All the villagers came by and said, "We're so sorry to hear this. This is such bad luck." But the farmer responded, "Bad luck? Good luck? Who knows?" The villagers were confused but decided to ignore him. A few weeks went by, and then one afternoon, while the farmer was working outside, he looked up and saw his horse running towards him. But the horse was not alone. The horse was returning to him with a whole herd of horses. So now the farmer had 10 horses to help work his fields. All the villagers came by to congratulate the farmer and said, "Wow, this is such good luck." But the farmer responded, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" A few weeks later, the farmer's son came over to visit and help his father work on the farm. While trying to tame one of the horses, the farmer's son fell and broke his leg. The villagers came by to commiserate and said, "How awful! This is such bad luck." Just as he did the first time, the farmer responded, "Bad luck, good luck, who knows?" A month later, the farmer's son was still recovering. He wasn't able to walk or do any manual labor to help his father around the farm. A regiment of the army came marching through town, conscripting every able-bodied young man to join them. When the regiment came to the farmer's house and saw the young boy's broken leg, they marched past and left him where he laid. Of course, all the villagers came by and said, "Amazing! This is such good luck! You're so fortunate!" And of course, by now you know what the farmer responds. Bad luck, good luck, who knows? So it's definitely not easy to keep this mentality up at all times. Our brain has been trained to see good and bad. We often are convinced that when something bad happens, nothing good can come from it. And we tend to do the same when something good happens. The truth is, any of those moments can switch at any time. It's a matter of not so much labeling things as good or bad, but rather seeing them as lessons, growth, and healing, letting things happen for us. I keep reminding myself of that and reminding myself of what I want my life to look like. And so I know that there are many situations that are out of my control. I also, however, know that there are countless other situations that are. So your action step for today, don't try to coerce life to go exactly the way that you want it to go. Allow things to happen for you. Continue to live with mindfulness and compassion. Never stop learning and growing. And if you get any value at all out of these episodes, leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with a friend or two. That's going to allow for more people to join the conversation. Visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.